He was willing to learn. That's the difference, see, because he didn't start out knowing all these things, but he learned. He learned in the civil rights movement. He made bad mistakes, but he came back and he rectified. He learned. And with us, he learned too. The first meeting I had with Bobby, we got into a big argument. I've been registering voters for 20 years. He would try to tell me how to register voters. And I said, yeah, don't tell me that. That was, we met in Santa Barbara. And then we became friends after that. And I knew, I saw his change. And he had courage. See, if you have courage, if you have courage in politics, that's about 99% of what you need is to have courage. And he did have that.
How did he change you? How did his murder change you?
You know, I was, I believed everything that anybody told me, everybody told me. I believe a lot of things that were not true. John's murder and Bobby's murder and Dr. King's murder taught me that I should not believe everything people tell me anymore. That we really are not given all the information that we're entitled to as citizens. I really believe that. It soured me on the power structure and on people who are in power. They do a lot of things that get away because we don't know.
Are there any candidates now who are giving you any kind of support? I don't.